then we double our chances from then on. If they stay 5 years, there's an 80% chance they'll stay forever. So our goal would be to reduce turnover. Now we put certain processes in place. For example, probably our most famous process we get a lot of publicity in is key interviews with new employees once they've been hired on the 30th and 90th day.
Okay.
We can demonstrate that if you do certain behaviors the 30th and 90th day with new employees, you'll reduce that turnover 66% the first year. So the goal is reduced turnover. The process is 30 and 90 day meetings. So the process supports the outcome.
Quint, how do you know which processes and even what behaviors are most appropriate for your company?
I think you look at the outcomes you want to achieve.
So you work backwards?
Yes. Going back to what Stephen Covey always talked about, you start with the end in mind. So for example, if you know that your outcome is same store sales, then you know what processes can you put in place to create same store sales, which is again, turnover, training of employees, cross-selling. In the medical field, which we're very familiar with, for example, we know that if a patient gets a phone call within 48 hours after leaving a hospital, there's a 98% chance they'll recommend that hospital. If they don't get a phone call, there's about a 40% chance they'll recommend that hospital. We know that if you call a patient when they leave and ask them, do they understand their home care instructions, there's over a 90% chance they'll say yes. If you don't get a phone call, it drops down to about 20%. So if the outcome is to make sure that patients get good care, they don't get returned to the hospital, one of the behaviors you would put in is what we call the discharge phone call.
Now, you've been citing statistics. If I were the head of a company or the head of HR and I wanted results that last, how would I determine these statistics? Do I have to do original research?
I don't think so. What we do with organizations is we like them to see their return on investment. I never accept the word soft because I can't tell you how many times people say, well, isn't that soft? And I'll say, when research shows that if you lower employee turnover, you increase same store sales, that's not soft. When research shows that you do certain calls, for example, we know if you're an appointment business, that if you call a person prior to an appointment, take your current no-show rate, reduce it 70%. That's not soft. So what we would do based on your question with human resources, we would sit down and say to them, what do you want to accomplish? Where do you want your workman's comp to go? Where do you want your turnover to go? And when you look at just one or two numbers, and then you go to the finance person, because if an outsider gives them a return on investment, they're going to question it. I go to the chief financial officer and I say, tell me what these numbers mean to you. They'll say, for example, gee, it's $38,000 for replacement of employee. So anytime we save an employee, that's $38,000 cost savings. So we basically have them put a return on investment on it.
A bit earlier, you talked about evaluation systems. What kind of evaluation systems would best work in a company?
We find you can almost break organizations into five components. So we sit down and we try to get very measurable goals in the area of service, quality, people, finance, and growth. There's the service component, which is usually how do your customers feel about you, which can be same store sales. It can be how many returns do you get. Under quality, it can be returns. Then there's usually a people component, things like turnover, overtime, employee retention. Under finance, then it's usually operating income, bottom line. Then under growth, it can be things like sales.
You know, I like your book because you actually get into tactics that companies can use, whether it's the top of the firm or the HR department. What are some examples of tactics you would use to get results that last?
I appreciate you saying that because I've read a lot of books over the years and I know what I want to do, but they really don't tell me how to do it. So we try to be very specific in the how. I've already given you a few. For example, if you have an appointment type business, look at your no-shows. Reduce it 70%. Figure out what type of money is that to the bottom line. A pre-phone call reduces your no-shows. If you want to get people to recommend you, if you call somebody after they've had your service, that likelihood of recommending goes up about 90 to 98%. If you don't call them, you'll probably max out at about 68 to 70%. Let me give you again, probably our most popular one, a 30 and 90 day meeting, we call it. Here are the questions to prepare. The first question is, how well do we compare to what we said we were going to be like? 27% of people that quit their